This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government to mitigate problems seen in the economy in coordination with the private sector. Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives holds discussion with stakeholders regarding procurement of medical appliances. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 9,614 with confirmation of 588 new cases. Three people die in a landslide in Palta. And American President Donald Trump suspends visas to certain category of migrant workers. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government has moved ahead, collaborating with private sectors to mitigate the negative impacts of coronavirus in the country's economy. During the discussion with members of Federation of Nepali Chamber of Commerce and Industry, rather at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli expressed the government readiness to cooperate with the private sector. The National Assembly has endorsed three bills related to the budget for upcoming fiscal year. A session of the National Assembly yesterday passed the Finance Bill 2077 BS, Bill to Raise National Debt 2077 BS, and the Loan and Guarantee Bill 2077 BS. The Upper House received the bills from the House of Representatives with messages. Prior to this, Finance Minister responding queries raised during the clause-wise deliberations over the bill set promotion of electric vehicle was the priority of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year so as to reduce air pollution and tax for public vehicles remained as it is. He took time to inform the session that budget mentioned about several programs capable of increasing power consumption, making it clear that customs duty for chemical fertilizer had not been increased and infrastructure tax on petroleum products was imposed as its price in Nepal is cheaper than in India. In the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. Shiva Mayathumba Hampe, presented the annual report of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2075-76 BS on behalf of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Meantime, National Assembly members earlier urged the government to rethink about the decision on naturalized citizenship, expressing dissatisfaction over the decision made by Secretariat meeting of the Nepal Communist Party and State Affairs and Good Governance Committee. Speaking during special hour in yesterday's meeting, National Assembly member Jitendra Narayan Dev said that the decision made by the Communist Party Secretariat and State Affairs Committee on naturalized citizenship was short-sighted and immature. He also asked the Communist Party to rethink on the decision. Likewise, Devendra Dahal drew government's attention through National Assembly chairperson to resolve the problems of people as people's problems are not found to be addressed. The Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives held discussion with stakeholders yesterday regarding the procurement of medical appliances for the control of COVID-19 pandemic. The committee held discussion with Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Narayan Prasad Bidari, Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Lakshman Ariel, and Director of the Department of Health Services, Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh, about the process of procurement of medical equipments. Health Ministry Secretary Lakshman Ariel said the procurement of medical appliances was done as per the Cabinet decision following the Public Procurement Act, considering the critical situation in the country. Secretary at the Office of Prime Minister's Office, Narayan Prasad Bidari, clarified that the details of the expenditure in the coronavirus control efforts have been recorded transparently. He further said the details were still being awaited as the federal, provincial and local levels have released the budgets for the prevention and control of COVID-19. However, the lawmakers said that the procurement process of medical equipments and their price differences have created doubts. The government has shared that a total of 2.34 billion rupees has been collected in COVID-19 treatment and control fund as of now. Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Minister, Narayan Prasad Bidari, said this in the meeting of the Public Account Committee under the House of Representatives. Bidari further shared that over 280 million rupees has been released from the fund so far. With the confirmation of 535 new cases yesterday and 53 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 9,614. Addressing the regular press briefing yesterday, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jagishwar Gautam, confirmed that 74 females and 461 males were tested virus positive in the last 24 hours. The ministry this morning has confirmed 53 new cases. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam further said coronavirus infection has now spread to 76 districts. Meanwhile, 370 people returned home yesterday after health recovery from virus infection. As of now, 2,142 people have returned home following health recovery. Following the development of coronavirus cases in the country, the Ministry of Health and Population has made arrangements for the medical treatment by making a projection for the probable COVID-19 patients. The ministry has made 1,000 ventilators and 1,800 ICUs ready throughout the country by projecting the number of serious coronavirus patients. Policy and Planning Chief at the Ministry, Dr. Gunaraj Lohani, said the ventilators and ICUs had been managed, targeting 2,000 estimated serious COVID-19 cases. The ministry has calculated that if the infection increases like now, the number of infected people would reach 40,000 till August 18. Dr. Lohani said if half of them became serious, the number of serious coronavirus patients would reach 2,000, and if 2% became seriously ill, the number of serious patients would be 800. The ministry had directed the bodies concerned to install 5 ICUs and 2 ventilators at the hospitals per state. Director at the Epidemiology and Infectious Diseases Division, Dr. Basudev Pandey, said 98% of the people suffering from COVID-19 do not have symptoms related to the disease. He said ventilators and ICUs would not be required for those people without infection after PCR tests. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. 2 persons were killed when a landslide swept away vehicles in motion at Sambobari of Tansen municipality. A tractor and truck were swept away by a landslide along the Tansen Thamgas road section in Palpa yesterday. According to District Police Office DSP Madan Giri, the vehicles heading to Gulmi from Tansen were swept away by the landslide. One person was rescued from the incident. DSP Giri added that the number of passengers and vehicles caught in the landslide are yet to be confirmed. The ill-fated vehicles were pushed down the cliff by the landslide. A rescue team has been deputed in the site of the incident. The Nepal-Korea Friendship Hospital run by Madhepur Thibi Municipality has received approval for the PCR lab operation for the testing of coronavirus infection. Mayor of the municipality and chairman of the Hospital Management Committee, Madan Sundar Shrestha, said National Public Health Laboratory on Monday issued an approval for the hospital to conduct the PCR test. The approval was received from the National Public Health Laboratory's director, Dr. Runa Jha. The municipality has run the PCR lab and tests of 771 individuals were conducted, but confusion was surrounded for lack of approval. Mayor Shrestha said that all infrastructures were prepared as per the WHO standard, and the approval was obtained after monitoring from the experts for 3 times. Various organizations working for the welfare of working journalists have expressed concerns about working journalists facing hard times at the hands of various media houses under the pretext of COVID-19 pandemic. They urged media outlets not to violate professional rights of journalists under any pretext. They gathered and held a discussion in this regard organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists, stating that working journalists have been facing various difficulties, including being kicked out of job and depriving of salaries and facilities and the environment conducive to work under the pretext of the infection. They said the FNG should lead a protest if such acts continue. On the occasion, the FNG chairperson Govinda Acharya said the FNG would not compromise on the issue of working journalists and would fight for their rights and injustice they have been facing in the time of crisis. You're listening to Read in About 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international dates now. U.S. President Donald Trump suspended the entry into the United States of certain foreign workers, the move the White House said would help the coronavirus-battered economy, but which business groups strongly oppose. Trump issued a presidential proclamation that temporarily blocks foreign workers entering on H-1B visas, which are for skilled employees, and L visas for managers and specialized workers being transferred within a company. Trump also blocked those entering on H-2B seasonal worker visas. The White House said that visa suspension, which runs to the end of the year, will open up 525,000 jobs for U.S. workers. But businesses, including major tech companies and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, said the visa suspension would stifle the economic recovery after the damage done by the coronavirus pandemic. The world has recorded more than 9.18 million cases of coronavirus, while almost 5 million people have returned home after recovery. More than 474,000 have died of coronavirus, with more than 3.79 million active cases across the world. Meanwhile, the U.S. has the highest number of infection cases, with more than 2.38 million infections. Meanwhile, India's coronavirus cases has crossed 405,000 infections. India has also registered more than 13,700 corona-related deaths. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Karnali and far western province and mostly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to continue at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of province 1, 2, Bagmati province, Gandaki province 5 and Karnali province. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 27.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says government to mitigate problems seen in the economy in coordination with the private sector. Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives hold discussion with stakeholders regarding procurement of medical appliances. Nepal's coronavirus cases reach 9,614 with the confirmation of 588 new cases. Three people die in a landslide in Palpa. And American President Donald Trump suspends visas to certain category of migrant workers. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionabal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.